Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian badminton players will join All England 2025. And we know that the Indonesia Badminton Federation, or PBSI, of course, has prepared so much to compete at All England 2025. And to know much more about it, we are with Public Relations Director of Indonesia Badminton Federation, Bapak Dadi Krismatoro. Selamat siang, Pak Dadi.
Selamat siang, Mas.
Bye.
How are you?
How are you today, Pak Dadi? And fine, I'm Faisal at Studio of Voice Indonesia, Pak Dadi.
Thank you, Mas Faisal, for the interview. I'm happy to represent PBSI to share our updates on All England preparations.
Okay, so Pak Dadi, actually, we know that, and I believe that the PBSI has prepared so much about this to compete at All England 2025. So could you tell us about this, Pak Dadi?
Yeah, All England this year was special because last year we have winning two championship, men's single by Jonathan Christie and men's double and by Fajarian. So we are excited to meet this All England this year, and our athletes have been undergoing intensive training at the Cipayung, focusing on technical skill, physical conditioning, and mental resilience. You know that All England is one of the most prestigious tournament in the world, so we are working hard to participate, to join the competition, and our athlete will compete with all of the top badminton players in the world.
Okay. Pak Dadi, actually, what strategies will the team use to face tough opponents in this tournament?
Yeah, like I told you before, because All England is one of the most prestigious tournaments in the world, and actually it is the oldest badminton tournament in the world. We need to combine the strategies, smart strategies, adaptability, and mental toughness. So we need, every athlete need to have a specific game plan when they face a specific rival. That's why our coaching team, National Team Director Eng Hian and all the team work hard to combine all the strategy, adaptability, and mental toughness based on what we know about the rivals, the competitors, and knowing that Indonesia athlete usually rich in speed and agility and attacking play, particularly in doubles, so we need to optimize that in All England.
So you mean Paredi, until now the players have done exercise very hard?
Yes, of course, they undergo a specific intensive training in Cipayung, and as you know that some of elite athletes like Jonathan Christie, Gregoria Mariska Tunjung, and Fajarian has not played since Indonesia Master 2025. So we hope that they have enough time to prepare and to recover and focus their concentration and the physical condition to face the All England.
Okay, so they also not only having, you can say like preparation for themselves, but also a physical and also even a mentality that the team has also prepared about this part, Daddy. So actually, how are, I mean, there is news that the men single, Sine Suka Ginting, cancelled the All England. Can you tell about this part?
Yeah, unfortunately, Anthony Sine Suka Ginting cannot participate in this year's All England due to injury. Our coaching team, the medical doctors, and also our national team director already made decision that Ginting need more time to recover. So, he can participate in future tournaments. Our long-term health of athlete is our priority. So it is tough decision, but we need to prioritize the well-being of the athlete. So PBSI has decided to Anthony Sine Suka Ginting not playing in All England.
So that means that there will be another person that will replace Sine Suka Ginting.
To join All England, you need a specific ranking in men single. So we will have only Jonathan Christie and Chico Aura Dwiwardoyo. Originally, we will have three players in men single, but with Ginting retired, we only have Jonathan Christie and Chico.
So, how about their readiness right now, Pak Tadi?
Yeah, our coaching team and medical doctor works on physical and mental conditions. And so far, from the information that I have, they are well monitored and in good shape. And we hope that they will have a peak condition during the games. We know that they have to travel quite far, but We're not only focused on physical, but also on recovery, nutrition, and mental preparation to help our players perform at their best in this big stage.
Including maybe such as maybe special time maybe for their family, Pak Daddy?
Yeah, we are grateful that the families, the spouse, the partners of our athletes has been supportive to our athletes, so thank you. We thank them for their participation and support.
Okay, so Paradi, before we, and also listener, before we continue our interview, let's listen to our song.
Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Sambutlah,
listener, after listening the song, now we are going to continue our interview with Pak Dadi Krismantoro. Pak Dadi?
Yes.
Okay, so Pak Dadi, we know that the best team, I believe that the best team that has already chosen by Indonesia or PBSI will also fight directly and also during this All England 2025. So actually, Padadi, besides having physical preparation and even tough exercise, is there another thing that can support directly to the players, Padadi?
So there have been many changes in the top world ranking athletes across sectors. Yeah.
Yes.
So you know, like Jonathan Christie will meet Victor Axelsen, Anders Atonsen, Siyuki, they've been there for quite some time. Have been competing at highest level for quite some time and know each other playing style very well.
Mm.
That's why we need a very specific strategy and game plan for each competitors, but the competitors also know our athlete because they already meet several times before.
I see.
You know that in top 10 athletes, there are not many changes. They have been there, they've been competing each other for quite some time. That's well, a well-prepared scenario for specific rifles is very specific, but that very, very important, but at the same time, they also know our athletes well.
Okay.
That's the challenge that we have in a prestigious tournament like All England.
It's really challenging, yeah, Pak Dadi, yeah.
Yes.
So pada di during Ramadan, Pak, tadi especially maybe for the players who are doing fasting, maybe how do you see this, Pak? Tadi, I mean about the exercise and also many more.
Yeah, we consult with religious teacher, yeah, about how our athlete has been in fasting month, mm-hmm. and we give them options, but maybe in the day of competition, they will not be fasting. I guess it is understandable, and it is a common practice. Then when you have something more important, you cannot not fasting at that time. You cannot apa? It is okay not fasting at that time.
So during Ramadan, they keep on doing exercise, ya, Pak Dadi, ya.
Yeah, yeah, and getting more and more intense because it's about 6 days from now, and today from the date they have to travel quite far from Jakarta to London and next to Birmingham.
Okay, so well, basically, who are the top players from Indonesia who will, I mean, compete in the All England 2025, Pak Dedi? Can you tell us, Pak Dedi?
Yeah, in men's single we have Jonathan Christie, the last year champion, and Chico Aura Dwi Wardoyo. In women's single we have Gregoria Mariska Tunjung, the bronze medalist of Paris Olympic, and we have Putri Kusumawardani. Putri has been performing good in some competitions before All England. In mixed double we have Fajarian, of course, the incumbent, the last year champion. We have also Bagas Leo and Daniel Fikri. We also have independent players from Indonesia, or that usually mentioned as non-pelatnas. We have in men's double Sabar Reza, and in mixed double Rehan and Gloria. So with this combination of athletes, we can expect we have a optimal achievement in the All England.
Okay. So, Pak Dadi, during the, I mean, the monitor or the observation of the team, yeah, actually, what are the chances of the top Indonesian players to win the title in this tournament, Pak Dadi?
Yeah, like our national team director said that our athlete need to be more decisive in critical time. You know, when in the last points, in a very critical time, our athlete needs to have more mental strength,
okay,
and decisiveness to and calm to deal with a very critical time. That's why in preparation, it's not only about physical but only the psychological aspect of the athlete. So we can hope they can deal with very critical situation during the games.
Okay. Well, so I mean, who are the tough opponents, Pak Dadi, that the Indonesian badminton team will face in the All England 2025?
Yeah, we see if we mention countries, we will have a very tough competition with China, Denmark, Japan, Korea and Malaysia. They are now the athletes from those countries are now the top players in many sectors in badminton. We also indicate that French players now play better, like Popov. But mostly, like I said, in the top 10 world badminton, there are no many changes. It's just about how can we how can the athlete read the pattern of their competitor and get advantage from that knowledge.
So until now, Pak Dedi, how does the PBSI give such support or even optimism to the team so that they will be really, really ready to face the tournament?
We are grateful that now we have equipped the team with new coaches and also new supporting team like the sports science team, and also the medical doctors. So with the new composition of those experts, we hope that we can achieve optimal achievement in the All England, because it is not only about the physical or technical, mm-hmm. but also about mental strength and the psychological aspect of the athlete that significantly influence their performance.
Well, before leaving Jakarta to London, Pak Dadi, I mean, is there also such as, I can say direction maybe or suggestion maybe from the Minister of Youth?
We have a good communication with Ministry of Youth, but maybe not specifically in an event or ceremony prior to our departure to All England. But we have managed a very good communication, and we are grateful that the Minister of Youth have shown significant support for Indonesian badminton.
Okay, so what are the targets, Pak Dadi, that Indonesian badminton team wants to achieve the All England this year?
Yeah, knowing that Jojo was last year's champion and Fajarian is last year's champion, we also hope that we can defend those titles, and we also have a big hope to Gregoria Mariska Tunjung that shows many progress in her game. So we are optimistic that we can achieve an optimal achievement in this All England.
Okay, so the last part, Daddy, actually, so what is your expectation, Pak Daddy, for all the teams and also even Indonesian supporters, this is Pak Daddy, so that
of course
they can also support Indonesian team for this All England?
Yeah, I hope this during Ramadan, the prayer and the support from Indonesian people will give more confidence and give more psychological support to our athletes in All England. And also we hope that we can give a good present for Indonesian people in world badminton.
All right, thank you very much, Pak Dadi Krismantoro, for your time to join our special review, and we hope that Indonesian team will be much ready and also even can do their best, yeah, and even to win the tournament, and Indonesia will be proud, yeah, of having this team. Thank you, Pak Dadi.
Of course, we hope so, and we hope that Indonesian people support our team in All England. Thank you,
Pak Dadi, and good day, Pak Dadi.
Good day.
Okay, well, listener, that was our special review with Dadi Krismantoro as Public Relations Director of Indonesia Badminton Federation. I'm Ahmad Faisal. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Pak Dadi.
Ya, siap.
Terima kasih Pak Dadi atas waktunya. Aman, Pak Dadi.
Ya?
Aman Pak Dadi, makasih.
Oke.
Sehat-sehat Pak Dadi ya, semangat Pak Dadi. Dan
buat di situ semua, pinta, selamat berpuasa ya.
Selamat berjuang Pak Dadi, kita doakan dari sini semua RRI Pak Dadi buat kemenangan tim kita PBSI di All England 2025 Pak.
Draw me to the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my lonely wife. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. Do you have to leave me? Why don't you just kill me? I want you.
me, why don't you just kill me? I'm Mr. Loneliest People in Life, Mr. Loneliest Time.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compulsory products, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, jams, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, Kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kalintang, let's listen to Kalintang rhythm. Kolintang consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaesa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given close pads, like gamelan pads. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Maafkan aku selama ini,
Indonesia.
Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. President Prabowo Subianto is set to announce additional quotas for recipients of housing for low-income communities, as informed by Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas, Marwar Sirait. At the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta, Sirait stated that the decision reflects the government's ongoing commitment to providing decent housing at affordable prices for the public. According to him, the President will announce the additional quota. This subsidized house is in a great demand by the public, and the banks are also happy because the tax credit is low. National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, Chief Muhammad Syafi'i has said the search and rescue resources from Jakarta and Bandung have been dispatched to help flood victims in the greater Jakarta area, including Bekasi, the most affected region. At the Presidential Palace Complex, Syafi'i affirmed that Basarnas officers deployed for evacuation operations are always working in coordination with the National Disaster Mitigation Agency. That's a news line.